When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I don't know that I'm ever comfortable playing in the shootout. It's just my background, my expertise, to be quite honest with you. I respect offenses and talented players, and I acknowledge when we're faced with stiff challenges, but it doesn't mean that I'll ever be comfortable in those circumstances. I have certain expectations because of my professional journey on defense that I expect us to slow those things down and minimize some of that. The rare instances that we don't, I'm thankful that we have an offense that's capable of matching it.
So Mike Tomlin says he doesn't want to play in shootouts. Acknowledging that his offense can is different than saying that you want it to happen. And the Steelers have forged their identity this year by running the football, top 10 in the league, and doing that. And then they want to play good defense, and they got great special teams. The question is, should they not welcome more shootouts, Doran? Like, should they want to be that team? We're going to ground and pound you, and then we're going to play action pass off it. We'll kill you with the pass that way. Or should they be more the team that they were against Cincinnati, which is, hey, we're going to throw the ball 27 times in the first half?
I think it should be specific, and that's how it's been. It's been from the start. It's been game plan specific. And, you know, if you can, if you were a defensive player, what would you want your offense to do? How would your, I mean, would it matter? Like, I would want my offense, well, it depends. It depends on how much faith I have in my offense and the production in it. If I would love a shootout mentality, because then I could spin my ears back if we get a lead.
Right.
But
I'm right there.
You're right, yeah.
Get a lead, man.
Get a lead.
Play aggressive to start and let those guys pin. You saw what happened against Cincinnati.
They never had a Cincinnati had a chance, but they never really had a chance.
Right.
Because they created that gap with scoring points. The Steelers did.
I think when you're paying your defense what you're paying the Steelers defense, and you've got Russell Wilson playing at the level he's playing at right now, I think you can be more aggressive than they are at times is probably what I would say. It doesn't mean you line up four wide and just go to 2-minute drill to start the game and just pitch and catch. But I think that the mentality going into Cincinnati was that it was a must win game. Just knowing all, and they knew that, right? They knew that going into it. And I like to see them treat every game on the way out like that, because it's like, it just showed, it showed to me the potential of this offense. For the first time, I saw consistent production from the passing game. Consistent production. And then it opened up the run game late. They were able to finish the game. I mean, that's, and who knows? The Super Bowl might be 13-10. I don't know. But
thanks for not taking a shot there,
Pat. You're welcome. It's staring me right in the face, too, by the way, on that chair over there. But, that was, I want to see more of that. And again, it wasn't caution to the wind, but it was, we know we have to score. And if you it works both ways. If you trust your defense, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter. All things being equal, having all the depth that they have now with hopefully Highsmith and the whole group back out on the perimeter.
I think that, you know, what you just said, you want to see more of it, guys. Like, I think that they're going to have to do that from here on out. Because you know the Browns are going to want to create a shootout. I mean, that's how they've been playing with Jameis Winston. I mean, he almost had 500 yards twice in two games, one against the Saints, one last week. I know they didn't win those games, but they're going to want to have a shootout type game. It's going to be 50 degrees here in Pittsburgh on Sunday and sunny. Philly's going to want to have a shootout game. Kansas City's going to want to have a shootout game. Cincinnati, again, I mean, who knows? But Baltimore, probably, if you're Baltimore, how are you going to approach? That's going to be the one game where it's like, all right, how do we game plan specific to this game? Because we know how it went the first time. How is it going to go on the opposite side this time?
Do you feel like in those division games, like if the first one's low scoring, the second one sometimes is a little higher scoring?
Yeah. Right? Like, because you're trying to, you know, it's chess, right? You're, okay, like, what did we do wrong? And do we want to drag this game in the mud? And are they thinking the same way? Are they thinking that they want to approach and attack the same way as last time because they did win the game and that worked for them? And did we do the same things that they're doing, or should we switch it up and just... But that's the only way you can do that is if you have a multiple offense. And the Ravens have a multiple offense. The Steelers have a multiple offense. So you kind of can pick your poison if you're the Steelers. Mike Tomlin doesn't like doing that, but they can. And I think that they will majority of the games, the rest of the games on the schedule.
Yeah, he can say what he wants about how comfortable or uncomfortable he feels playing those kind of games. They threw the ball 27 times first half, like because they knew that the game necessitated that. So you do it. Necessity, mother of invention, things of that nature. Not for nothing, Steelers first in the league in time of possession at 32 minutes and 42 seconds. And actually, the last three games, they've held it for 34 minutes a game, which I would have thought it would have been different, that it would have been more with Justin Fields. The thing, Pat, you brought up, like, you don't want to throw caution to the wind. The great thing about the way Russ is playing is, okay, he threw the pick six, should have been a penalty. Boy, were they yelling about that on Hard Knocks on the sideline. And yeah, it absolutely should have been.
Yeah.
He threw the ball as much as he did. They scored as much as they did. Apart from that, he never put the ball in harm's way. Like, him throwing the ball a bunch, you're not necessarily throwing caution to the wind. That's the beauty of Russell Wilson. And that was the hypothesis that you had at the very beginning, Doran. Like, are they going to let Russ throw the ball? Or are they going to be ground and pound and protect the thing? Well, Russ was always going to protect it no matter how many times he threw it. That's the beauty of Russell Wilson. And he's changed the entire dynamic here.
Well, he has. And... you know, we talked about it last week, average touchdowns per game, offensive touchdowns per game. Steelers were at two. They scored four in that game. And if you look at just Super Bowl scores over the years, I mean, Kansas City scored 25 last year, 38 the year before that. It was 23-20 the year before that. Tampa Bay, 31-31. I mean, 41 in 2018. Like, the outliers are the 13-3 game in 2019 when New England beat the Rams and Jared Goff. Like, those are the outlier games. You've got to score offensive touchdowns. And, you know, I love time of possession. I'm a believer in time of possession. You know who led the NFL in time of possession last year? Cleveland.
Ha! Huh.
Now, Buffalo was second. Chicago was third last year in time of possession. So, it's important if you're scoring. And time of possession means next to nothing against good teams if you're not scoring. You've got to cash in, and it's got to be touchdowns, not field goals.
I brought this stat up a whole bunch just over the course of the year, but only one playoff game last season did a winner score fewer than 25 points, and that was the AFC Championship between the Ravens and the Chiefs. Every other game, the winner had more than 25 points. You got to score. You absolutely have to score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.